The courtroom was so packed, there were two overflow rooms. Opponents of Judge Shira Shinlin's ruling called it deeply flawed and asked that any fixes ordered by the lower court be delayed pending an appeal. The Second Circuit judges never mentioned Shinlin's name, but she became a topic apart from the particulars of the stay request. They inquired about how she ended up taking the stop and frisk case and the perceived hostility of her decision. City Law Department attorney Celeste Koleveld told reporters that lingering uncertainty about the ruling is affecting policing.
Law enforcement officers are chilled and confused by the decision at this point, and the stay is very important to the city's law enforcement efforts.
Plaintiff's attorney Darius Charney with the Center for Constitutional Rights strongly disagreed.
Where is the proof? We have declarations from police officers that are in the record that say the exact opposite.
Charney and other attorneys argued that there is no basis for a delay, since the only immediate remedy is that city officials must meet with the court-appointed monitor. They say the city has been deliberately dragging its feet. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.